I'm Nicole.
I'm Marlena.
And we are your failure ambassadors.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast, episode 10. As promised by Nicole, this is the last one if she gets her way.
And it looks like I will be. I'm going to win the bet.
For those of you that don't know.
Everyone doesn't know.
That's true because you wouldn't let me say anything about it. But how many weeks ago now?
It was, I think, episode 6, 7?
6 or 7.
I gave you like 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's sad. It's really sad. But Nicole and I signed a Post-it.
Feeling very Grey's Anatomy of us right now.
Not that kind of Post-it. Oh my God, ew. No, I just meant the contract on a Post-it. In which, if I could get us to 112 followers on Instagram, Nicole would continue to release monthly
episodes.
Yes, episodes of the podcast monthly. And I am a sad 30 something away from the goal.
Yeah, which is pretty sad because like one of the reels that Marlena made garnered like hundreds of accounts to look at, like our account.
Who knew I was meant to be a content creator?
You weren't.
I know. But that has been my part of the project, and I've really enjoyed it.
As you should. It's like, well, I just mean, like, you've treated it as, like, one of your ways that you take your mind off of school and, like, all your stress.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
Nicole kind of hates it.
It's because, like, every other second, it's, like, a phone in my face, and she's like, do it again.
Do it for the real.
Do it for the content. Come on. Come on. Do it for the followers.
Yeah, but I have a lot of fun with it. Half the reels I've made aren't even funny to anybody else. They're just funny to us.
Yeah. The one that blew up is of our guest, Abby. And we were trying to do this challenge she saw on TikTok.
Yeah, what was that called?
Like human windmill?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Something along those lines. It's pretty good. So if you don't follow our Instagram, check us out. Give us a follow. I've got one more week to see if I can beat Nicole.
Yeah, once this episode drops,
the bet's over.
Mm-hmm. So you can't even ask for followers.
But is there a time limit?
Yeah.
I'm pulling up the Post-it.
I said, as soon as this episode drops. So, like, there's no structure for this episode. Like, we don't have anything planned.
This is a farewell in case it doesn't work out and I can't win the bet. It's a farewell.
In case?
I'm holding out hope till the last possible minute. She just rolled her eyes at me, folks. But it's a farewell for us because it started as a dream or a nightmare, depending on how you look at it. And resulted in something I think that was actually really fun to create.
I think when I look back on it, I'm gonna have like really fond memories, but being in it right now and like having to constantly edit an episode every single week and like get it submitted to the person that reviews it is just really annoying at this point. Which is why at the moment I don't have that, I don't have the positive outlook that you do on it. But I think, like, 2 weeks out, I will.
Okay. I will give it to you. The week in which we had one week off. Not that you guys know that. But I was going to have my hell week of senior year. I had all my capstone presentations due, final papers. And I was like, Nicole, we need to record 2 episodes the week before because I will have no time. And I don't know if it was like the stress of the week or whatever, but it was nice not to have to record that week.
Right? And I was able to edit both of them that same week. So I also had a week off.
Yeah. So the taste of the week off was nice. But as I was looking through all the memories that we've made while doing it, for the reels, I got really nostalgic.
Right. Like, I'm not saying that I hate it. I'm just saying, like, in this moment, it's kind of a pain in my butt. I give it to you.
I think I'm also graduating, so it puts a different spin on it. Like, everything is rose-colored glasses right now for me.
That is true.
I am really proud of how far it's come.
Yeah. On week 4, Marlena listened back to the beginning episodes and was like, wow, Nicole, that was absolute garbage. I was like, that's not my fault.
It wasn't your fault. It's just because I haven't listened to them as they've come out.
Yeah, we haven't listened back. Like, after I edit it and I have her listen through it for any errors, we don't listen to it again.
Yeah, we don't even, like, look at it.
And Marlena took it upon herself to listen back, and she was like, Nicole, what we did in those earlier episodes is absolute trash.
I didn't say it like that, but it was 4 weeks out, and I was like, I'm going to re-listen. It's time to, like, see what people are listening for. I think it correlated with the same time we asked to see our analytics.
Yeah, and they weren't bad, like, analytics.
Right, and I was like, wow, people listen? Why? I mean, other than our family members that we forced.
Right, and my family members aren't even listening to it, so.
Today I was talking to my dad, and last week I asked him, I was like, oh, have you been listening to the podcast? And he was like, no. Today, when I called him, he's like, I went through and listened to every episode today while I washed the windows. And I was like, why? But they didn't have bad analytics, so I went back and listened to a couple of them. And they're definitely not the highest of quality. I think they've improved a lot. And so has our marketing, because our marketing started at episode 6.
I think we're very, like, introverted people. So the beginning episodes, since we didn't have, like, that plan and, like, a lot of structure that we do now when we made, like, the later episodes.
You mean how I would type a whole agenda?
No, I mean, like...
You're like, no, Marlena, you're not right.
I just mean, like, knowing what we wanted to say better. If that doesn't make sense. But, like, we got more comfortable behind the mic.
110%, yeah, definitely.
Which, like, definitely correlates to everything.
Such better quality.
And, like, especially 1 and 2, and 1 in particular, we had to re-record 1 multiple times. And episode 2, I had to edit out so much that it just sounds like we are rabbits talking. Because we would say something, but we'd interrupt each other. And you couldn't hear anything. So then, to make it understandable, I'd have to cut out these chunks, and it just sounded bad.
Yeah, we have a bad habit of doing that in real life too, so I think definitely getting used to the pauses with the mics took some time,
but I mean, we've grown.
Yeah, how was it editing these podcasts, Nicole? Do you feel your skills have improved?
Oh, 110%, I think my skills have improved. But also, like, still a pain in my butt. Like, I definitely felt like I was just working for a credit, not for fun. Like, you're having fun with the reels, which totally are, like, hilarious and everything. It's just I'm not having as much fun on the stuff that I'm in charge of that you are.
That's because that's the hard part. There's actually, like, a deadline for you.
Yeah.
All the reels I made in one day.
Yeah, and
over some time, but mostly within, like, the span of a week.
Yeah, and then you would be like, Nicole, are you going to post it? Are you going to post it now?
I have no knowledge of how Instagram really works. So if you haven't noticed, Nicole mainly runs the Instagram account. I check the analytics on the Instagram account way more than she does.
Because you're much more invested.
I am. As of today, it's reached, like, over 600 people. I think that's impressive. I'm sure any but other person listening to this would be like, that's not impressive at all. But for me and my measly account of 100 followers.
I mean, it is. It's impressive.
Thank you. I mean, we started with you trying to figure out the computer and Susanna and I singing karaoke.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we did. For the first take. Which was, like, horrible. And then the second take. And then the third take.
How many takes? So many. But it's a lot of fun. I think I have more fun listening back to the bloopers that you make.
Well, yeah, that's another thing. Like, I make assignments for myself, which also doesn't, like, help. But I feel like when I look back on it, well, like you said, like, you like the bloopers. And I feel like once I look back on them and I have the time to just, like, chill, I'll be, like, more nostalgic. Is there anything else you wanted to say, Marlena, for this closer? I hope you don't cry. I don't have my glasses on, so please don't cry. I can't see.
I don't think I'm going to cry right now. I might cry later. I think talking about failure and having a lot of fun with failure has been fun and important. And stop looking at me like that. Sorry. I'm trying not to cry.
You just said you weren't going
to
cry.
I know I'm not going to cry. Well, I'm going to try not to cry. I make no promises.
Fine, I won't look at you.
So let's walk through the podcast with a reflective view, perspective? I don't know. She's looking at me like I'm crazy, so it doesn't matter. The failure facts. The ones that I was never prepared for. My idea of a segment, trying to make it a little educational, turned out to be a lot more difficult than I thought. I was a little busy for prep work. So the failure facts were what they were.
Now what? Weekly fails?
Weekly fails. How did they come to be?
We just fail a lot.
So much. I mean, just so much. Sometimes it's hard to narrow it down to just one.
Yeah.
And then topic fails?
Honestly, after, like, the fourth episode, it was quite hard.
Really? I was going to say the reverse.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, in the beginning, I think we had such a hard time thinking of, like, topics and failure and what they were going to be. And I felt like towards the end, we've kind of got it down.
Well, I wasn't talking about our stories for the topics. I was talking about choosing topics.
Oh, like, we had too many topics.
Or, like, what was it, episode 7 or 6?
6 was travel.
6, like,
was improv.
Right, we, like, decided last minute on that topic because we realized the topic that we had planned was, like, we had nothing.
Yeah, a lot of the times it was like, well, I can think of one failure, what can you think of?
And then the other person would be like, I've got nothing.
Yeah, we weren't always the most original.
Yeah.
It was a struggle. What followed our topic fails?
The closer.
The outro.
Yeah. The reflective sum up and then your outro.
My outro. I'm going to miss my outro. I had a lot of fun with those.
That's so not true. After like the third one, you were like, okay. Oh.
After the third one, there was a slight like crisis. Okay. And then I had a lot of fun with them. Around, like, episode 5, I started writing out agendas about what we were going to talk about to procrastinate doing other things that I should have been doing. And I had a lot of fun, like, typing out the outros, and they're all in, like, this little block at the end of the agenda.
And I just want it known that she took it upon herself for these outros to be, like, connected. And yet, towards the end, I came up with, like, 4 of them.
You came up with the last 2. Inadvertently.
And the first 2.
You didn't come, did you? Oh, yeah, take the L. Take the L, yeah. Yeah, that's a totally Nicole-inspired thing.
Well, that's it. That's all we got.
Right, that's the whole podcast.
Darn.
Nicole's so upset. Marlena's actually upset. Yes, so thank you for listening thus far. Thank you to our friends who have willingly listened and heard us talk about it and complain about it and put up with us around it and been our guests on the show.
Yes, shout out to you guys, honestly, for taking like an hour and a half out of your time to just come talk with us and then willingly be in reels and Instagram posts and everything.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Thank you, Nicole, for being willing to take this on as your credit. I was trying to think about what you do. I don't even know anymore. So thank you for editing.
Am I supposed to be all sentimental now for you? Thanks for coming up with the idea of not the idea of failure investors.
I was going to say, the idea is all yours.
but thanks for pushing.
Thank you for editing the podcast, for sitting here. I know you met your hours, episode 5. So I really appreciate it. I had a lot of fun.
I'm glad.
Thank you.
I don't do the sentimental stuff, so.
She really doesn't. It's very Nicole of her to stay away from the sentimental stuff.
So thanks, Marlena. To leave you with a quote from a good TV show.
Nicole's favorite.
One of
Nicole's favorites.
It's from The Office, and it's between Dwight and Ryan. And Ryan goes, I don't get it. I don't get what I did wrong. And then Dwight responds, not everything's a lesson, Ryan. Sometimes you just fail.
For the last time, the end is here. Goodbye
from your failure ambassadors. That's so weird.